At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Saturday, May 20th from the Fight Capital, Las Vegas, Nevada. Undisputed lightweight champion Devin Haney defends all four belts against former unified champion Vasily Lomachenko. Do not miss this fight. Haney Loma, May 20th, Undisputed on the line.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
A lot of the podcasts we put on this week, we're focusing on, well, big stories, crises set up by the Democrats. And of course, one of the biggest and most consistent ongoing crises has been the set of border crises. Of course, humanitarian health crisis and national security crisis. I want to talk about the national security component of all of this. When Beijing Biden and his regime came out and said that they don't want to track any of these individuals they're letting into the country, did anybody else go, gee, what's that about? Let me tell you what it got me to thinking about, because I actually talked about this with members of Congress, talked about this with some trusted security folks. Joe Biden, as we all know, is a man. And by the way, I actually started introducing this concept in the preamble of the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax. As you all know, Beijing Biden and Democrats have been very chummy with America's enemies. Back in the Soviet era, Kennedy had these great relationships with communists. Now, in the era of Beijing Biden, you have communist China, and several Democrats seem to be on the take, and not to mention some very high-placed Republicans seem to be on the take of communist China. Now, world governments have always looked at the United States of America as a tough nut to crack. Why? Because our people are armed, and we're very well armed. And our founding fathers saw the wisdom in that, because it stops totalitarian government here at home, and it provides a disincentive for totalitarian governments abroad. So is it too far-fetched to believe that members of the left here in the United States, the Democrats, are colluding with members of the left in foreign countries to stockpile the United States full of trained foreign military that'll be armed by their good friends in the narco-terrorist ranks? So when the leftists in this country decide they want to pull the trigger and go full-blown totalitarianism, full-blown suspension of the Constitution, full-blown suspension of your rights, that there will be a military force that is not American already on our soil and ready to tamp down any resistance to dear leader and his political regime. Now, this may sound far-fetched, but listen to how Alejandro Mayorkas, the communist puke, was speaking on where communists go to speak on MSNBS. Have a listen.
The president yesterday at his commencement address for the Howard University graduates called white supremacy the major domestic terror threat in this country. Is that correct?
It tragically is. You know, in the terrorism context, domestic violent extremism is our greatest threat right now.
Yeah, you mean like transvestites showing up in the Christian schools and gunning down six Christians? You mean like that, Alejandro Mayorkas? You mean like left-wing Trump haters shooting up banks? Is that what you mean, sir? Do you mean like Antifa and BLM looting and burning and beating their way through our streets for 2 years, and your political party did nothing but let them off, most of them off of any charges? You mean like that, Alejandro Mayorkas?
Individuals are driven to violence because of ideologies of hate, anti-government sentiments.
Whoa, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. If you oppose the way your government is conducting itself, that is now a crime? That sounds an awful lot like the Soviet Union. I remember Ronald Reagan telling a joke about this, talking about an American and a Soviet citizen in a conversation. And they were talking about the benefits of their country. And the American said, you know what I love about America? I love the fact that in America, I can shout from the rooftops my dissatisfaction with the government. And the Soviet citizen says, well, I can do that too. And the American says, you can? He goes, absolutely. The only difference between us is you'll still be free after you've done it. That is what used to be America. But since the likes of Alejandro Mayorkas have taken over, not so much.
False narratives, personal grievances, and the like. And regrettably, we have seen a rise in white supremacy.
Personal grievances. So if you have a personal grievance with the federal government, that is all of a sudden illegal. Wow. And no wonder the Democrats are working on populating our country with people who don't know what it is to be an American. And perhaps they could be foreign military, ready and trained to quell Americans who want to hold on to their freedoms. Because now you see Alejandro Mayorkas and the Biden regime are trying to criminalize our freedoms. And they're partnering with some of the most evil individuals in creation to do so, like these narco-terrorists. America's Voice was down the border talking to some of these illegal aliens coming in. Have a listen to the story they're telling down there.
They are now coming in through a different gate and talking to some of the migrants that had been coming in through the other side where Alba Media is staging that, letting us know that they're actually...
Let's kill the light.
That the cartel actually is coming after the men. And if you're not paying to get across at any particular location on the river, they're breaking their legs and their arms with sticks and bats. These guys were pretty traumatized as they were telling us this yesterday. And so they've looked, the migrants have shifted location. They went from one gate to a completely different location. So we're gonna be bringing you guys more coverage out here on the El Paso border.
Good grief. Happening right here in the great state of Texas. Joe Biden and the Democrats' new business partners, the narco-terrorists, you know, just breaking illegal aliens' legs when they don't pay up to enrich the narco-terrorists, that Joe Biden and his now, this criminal organization known as our federal government is now partnering with these people, even delivering children into the hands of slave traders, sex slave and labor traders. More on this with Numbers USA coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
The border crises 3.0 will happen. It will happen. The Chris Salcedo Show has been on record for years now saying that on this issue alone, on illegal immigration alone, this has been a bipartisan betrayal of the American people. It is the elites in Washington, Republicans and Democrats, colluding against the American people. And now you've got Beijing Biden with his open border policies and Senate Republicans who voted to fully fund them, including the inexcusable betrayal of the people of Texas, John Cornyn, that he voted for and Republicans signed on to a omnibus spending bill they didn't have to do. Mitch McConnell didn't have to do it. $1.7 trillion that prohibited, not didn't fund security, prohibited money be used for security of the border. Instead, that it only be used to facilitate illegal immigration. And that's precisely what that bill did. And I know John Cornyn's out there trying to deny it the same way he's trying to deny he sided with Democrats to steal your Second Amendment rights. But he tripped all over himself to kiss the nearest butt cheek of a Democrat he could find. And he did so on the border and on our Second Amendment right of self-defense. And that's why I'm telling you, this is a class A betrayal of all of us from the political class in Washington. Let's talk more about this with Chris Chmielewski. He's a vice president of Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction organization, with more than 8 million participants in 435 congressional districts. And boy, could we use them. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on.
Well, Title 42. One of my listeners or viewers said, we don't need Title 42 to enforce the laws. However, the dynamic erupted, and you probably know more about this than anybody, where our Border Patrol was telling Joe Biden, hey, you know, we got this Title 42, it's on the books, the courts are saying we have to enforce it, so we're going to enforce it, because they're looking for any mechanism they can to protect us, while Joe Biden's looking for every mechanism, and by the way, Senate Republicans are looking for every mechanism to screw us. Fair?
Yeah. So we've got Title 42 is set to end on Thursday of this week. House Republicans are responding to that with a vote on H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, which would not only end the current border crisis, includes just a huge, massively historic bill that just has a number of provisions aimed at fixing some of the loopholes that exist within the immigration system that are not only being taken advantage of by the illegal border crossers themselves, but also the Biden administration. And deterring future illegal immigration. So we've got that queued up.
Well, you know, hold on, wait a minute.
Title 42,
hey,
though.
Hey, Chris, hold on. Before you go on from that, sure. I just want to, on H.R. 2, here is the official response from Beijing Biden's White House just yesterday.
If the president were presented with H.R. 2, he would veto it.
There you go.
Yeah.
He would veto it.
You know, It's interesting because, you know, as you were saying earlier, we don't necessarily need Title 42. Every single enforcement mechanism is already in existing law, Title 8 of U.S. Code, which covers immigration policy. So the Biden administration has every power within its means to stop the border crisis. It's just choosing not to. And the thing with Title 42 is, they're using that as sort of an excuse to their far left flank that wants just open borders, no restrictions on who can come and go at all. You know, they're using Title 42 as kind of an excuse saying, yeah, our hands are tied, Title 42, we have to enforce a law. But the Biden administration has a number of exemptions under Title 42. So I would say probably less than half of the people that were subject to Title 42 under the Trump administration are actually covered by Title 42 under the Biden administration because they've exempted such large classes of people. So it's there, but it's really sort of moot because the Biden administration isn't close to using it to its fullest extent.
You work for an organization called Numbers USA, and I'm sure you've run the numbers. We've already 6.5 million illegal aliens. That's the official number, with 1.3 million gotaways in the first 2 years of Beijing Biden's occupation of the Oval Office. What do you expect will happen? As Governor Greg Abbott says, the administration's admitting 13,000 illegal aliens across the border every single day. And that puts the estimate at 9 million more illegal aliens over the next 2 years, basically 365 days being a year. Is that the kind of numbers you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, these numbers are startling when you look at them. I mean, when you're talking close to 200,000 illegal border crossers apprehensions every single month, I mean, you're blowing historic levels out of the water. I mean, remember back in 2017, I think it was, when there was a very small, short-lived border surge during the Trump administration. You know, we were barely touching 100,000 apprehensions at that time. You know, throughout the worst months of the Obama administration, I think we were around 75,000 to 80,000 apprehensions, and those were during the worst months of the Obama administration. So these numbers are really unprecedented. And just think about that for a minute. That's pretty much the cities of Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio being added to the United States every year or two because of the lack of illegal immigration enforcement policies in place by this administration.
When you heard that the Beijing Biden administration had misplaced 85,000 illegal alien children, and when you heard whistleblower testimony that our government basically had been turned into pimps and was actually delivering children into slavery and sex slavery and the criminal element by the U.S. government, paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. What was your reaction, Chris?
It was pretty startling, but you know, I think one of the things that bothers me the most is just the lack of coverage on this. You know, you had a little bit of coverage this weekend, I believe, on 60 Minutes, and the New York Times has done actually a couple of front page stories on this. But aside from that, it's really lacked the attention nationwide, and it's just, you know, we all remember, again, going back to that border crisis under the Trump administration in 2017, we all remember turning on our news every single day and kids in cages and the cover of Time magazine with Trump positioned yelling at a child.
Yeah,
you know,
well, what about AOC's crying? AOC is not crying about children being delivered by our own government into sex slavery. Maybe she's kind of into that. Maybe she's kind of into that.
Where's the outrage from all of those same people right now? We literally have the New York Times, supposedly one of the most respected newspapers in the world, reporting on their front page that you have 16, 17-year-olds coming across the border, getting apprehended by Border Patrol, turned over to non-governmental agencies, which are in cahoots with the Biden administration, who then release them to employers who are working directly with the cartels and are putting them into basically slave encampments to pay back their debts to the cartels for getting to the United States in the first place. This is just ridiculous. But of course, the Biden administration's response to this is, we need comprehensive immigration reform. Their response to the HR 2 vote. We need to make our immigration system even more open so people can just use legal channels to come in.
Right.
The answer is always more. Rather, what can we do to prevent people from coming in the first place?
Right. Sex slavery. Let's make it legal. That way, nobody's going to make putting kids into sex slavery or slave encampments. Let's just call it legal. Let's make it all part of the legal process. That way, we Democrats and the Senate Republicans who fully fund Democrats don't have to worry about it. They're just illegals. That's all. They're just illegals, right? Chris Chmielewski
is... these employers are looking for is they're looking for cheap labor because they don't like all of the restrictions and all of the limits that have been put on them by government and the states. So they want cheap labor. They want labor that they can pay as little as possible because, you know, at the end of the day, the regulations of $15 minimum wage, what it's doing is it's hurting their bottom line. And so all they're doing is they're finding other ways around it. So now they're in cahoots with the drug cartels, smuggle people here to work for cheap.
Chris Chmielewski is the vice president of Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction organization, 435 congressional districts. They have active activists in those districts. I saw a video, and I think the left winger who posted it was lamenting the fact that construction sites are coming to a grinding halt in the state of Florida, because now, since Governor Governor DeSantis of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he is putting in E-verify and assigned E-verify, and look at what's illegal aliens can't work in the state of Florida. Are the other states delinquent by not doing the same?
Yes. in my opinion, yes. You've got five states that have mandatory E-verify already on the books. Most of them in the southern part of the United States: Arizona, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. And now Florida is added to the mix, and Texas, the Texas state legislature, is considering legislation during the current session as well to mandate E-Verify. One of the provisions in HR 2 is mandatory E-Verify for all employers across the country. That's what we got to do. We got to cut off the jobs magnet. We got to say, if you come here illegally or overstay a visa, you're not going to be able to obtain work. And we found during the recession back in 2008, 2009, that when there weren't jobs for illegal aliens to take, they left and went home. So that's what you got to do. You got to take away the jobs magnet. And one way to do that is to use E-Verify, which, you know, it really, it provides safe harbor to the employers. Right now, employers are required to be document experts. They have to take these documents that these workers are giving them and determine for themselves whether or not these documents are legit. And if they're not, guess what? It's the employer's fault. If they accept a document and it's not a legitimate document, E-Verify takes that burden off of them. And now you have a federal system, which has been proven to have worked for decades now, that determines whether or not the person is actually authorized to work here in the U.S.
You know, I think we got to get beyond this idea because the press and both political parties have laid down this false predicate that illegal aliens have the right to come here. You saw Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday saying that they're advocating for basically normalizing the idea. If you want to break into America, you should be able to break in whenever you want. And no other country on the planet is forced to endure that. And we understand that the political motivation as to why Democrats want to do that. And we also understand the political motivation as to why Republicans want to fully fund that. But it doesn't mean that we, the people, support that. As a matter of fact, poll after poll after poll show that the American people think illegal immigration is wrong, it's immoral, and it's bad for any nation forced to endure it by its political class. What do you make of Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and 16 other Senate Republicans who betrayed their House colleagues and betrayed their voters by fully funding this lawless agenda we're seeing now unfold before our very eyes with Joe Biden and the Democrats' open border policies? What was your take on it?
Yeah, you know, these are your deal makers, right? These are the ones that they're more interested in making a deal and actually keeping Congress working rather than actually working for the people and enforcing or passing policies or placing restrictions on the administration to prevent this stuff from happening. So, you know, we were pretty disgusted with it, as always, and we're pretty concerned about legislation that's now being offered on the Senate side by Senator Tillis in North Carolina, Republican, and Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona, who's an independent. All these bills, all these proposals do, and Cornyn was on one of the earlier versions of it, except now he's backed off of it. All these would do is just throw money at the situation, and guess what the Biden administration is going to do with a boatload of money? They're not going to build more barrier walls. They're not going to hire more Border Patrol to try to prevent people from coming. They're going to find ways to process these folks even faster and more efficiently so they can come at a higher rate. That's what they're going to do with them, more money. So you can't throw more money at them. You have to reform the policies like administrative parole, this power that the Biden administration thinks it has, where it can just grant parole to anybody who crosses the border illegally, and that individual doesn't have to worry about being deported anytime.
Well, hey, that's how you reduce illegal immigration by 90%. You basically say you breaking that we're making law breaking legal, and that's how you reduce illegal immigration.
Yeah, and you know, back to your point, they want everybody to come. There's 5 billion people around the world who want to come to the United States. I want to see a show of hands of how many Americans want 5 billion people living in the United States of America. We got 335 million. In the country right now, and we've already got traffic problems in all of the big cities. We've got bridges that are crumbling, schools that are overcrowded, and emergency rooms that are overcrowded, overtaxed police and fire. You know, what are you going to do if you multiply our population by 115 times?
Well,
you know, what do you think is going to happen then?
And they're not going to be productive.
People got to think about the ramifications of allowing all of these people in, the 9 million people over the next 2 years,
well,
as
Chris,
you mentioned earlier.
Now, the people that you're talking about bringing in, too, are instantaneously dependent. Every illegal alien that comes into this country is automatically dependent. And the Democrats are saying they want to tax everybody up the yin yang to say we need to provide a living, shelter, food, education for every illegal alien who can get here. And that is wrong to put the American people on the hook. By the way, also while giving the middle finger to Americans, their rights, whether it be Second Amendment rights or the right to educate their children the way they see fit. Back to the Republicans and the Democrats who have colluded against the American people on this. What is Numbers USA doing to basically say that John Cornyn and others like him, a couple of those Republicans already retired. That was their parting shot, the parting middle finger from some of these Republicans as they were leaving the Congress to give a big middle finger on a $1.7 trillion omnibus. What are you going to do to the Republicans that are left, that are the ones who are siding with Democrats? You call them the deal makers. I call them the backstabbers. What is your plan at Numbers USA to target these Republicans?
Right. Well, our main mission is to try to educate people to let them know that this stuff is happening. Because what you're seeing in the press really only tells you about a third of the story. They don't tell you the other two thirds that you really need to know about. So you mentioned the fact that we have about 8 million members across the country represented in all 435 congressional districts. We're making sure that everyone knows that. So we keep immigration grade cards to make sure that people can come to our website and they can go to Senator Cornyn's grade card, for example, and they can see all the actions that he's taken on all these different immigration issues. You know, just in Texas, we had Representative Tony Gonzalez, who represents the section of the border between San Antonio and El Paso. He was resistant to HR2 at first. We put a little pressure on him. Some of our other coalition partners put some pressure on them. House leadership cut a small deal with him, but it looks like he's going to be on board now. But that's what we got to do. We got to expose them. We got to get in front of it and hope that they change their minds by the time legislation reaches the floor.
Right. Change their minds and actually represent we the people rather than their special interest. Chris Chmielewski, he's the vice president of Numbers USA, the nation's largest grassroots immigration reduction organization. Sir, I appreciate the time as always on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thanks so much.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast, my friends. Do me a favor and visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com. Did you know that they were one of the first outlets to report on the fact that the Texas legislature decided they didn't want to create a Texas Border Patrol? Yeah, one of the first places to report on it, TexasScorecard.com. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. While you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700, KSEV, TNT Radio, and on Newsmax. You can also drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. And check out all of our social media hookups there. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.